Friday the 15th of June, with Chaim Freshwater, Perspectives on Parshas Korach.
Morning. Looking at some of these six titles, I can see Korach is going to be a hard week with this. I'd like to kind of say over a different focus on a little bit different aspect of the focus of Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. About the one can't veer from the Parshas of Chazal. Korach was jealous of the Messias, of Sofer ben Azil, and was jealous of Aaron. However, we find in various portions different nekudas, different aspects of the machlekes Korach and Moshe. If I could begin, there's a medrash, not clear where the medrash is, but it's brought down a number of sfurim, this medrash. Medrash writes, Maru Korach lachlek and Moshe. What brought Korach to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu? Ru Pur Adim, he saw the midst of Pur Adim, and that led him to disagree with Moshe. First time, what's the kasha between Korach Machloikas of Moshe and the midst of Pur Adim? Also, still brought down from Zera Kodesh that Korach Hikrish Master Bereshis. Korach, Rechmon Son Akoifer Master Bereshis. First time, where do we find that Korach adapts the Machloikas about Master Bereshis? The Oynish of Korach also, which Rabbeinu said, Bri Yivra Hashem, and they'll go down Chaim Sho'el without dying, whilst they're still alive, they'll go down the old Chaim Sho'el, then Yidatim Kinyat Panoshim Eidat Hashem. It's interesting, the Oynish always gives an Oynish, which is Midah Keneged Midah. What is the Midah Keneged Midah in what Korach had argued with Moshe, and the Yod Chaim Sho'el? The fact that they went alive into Gehenna. There's a Sifan in Sefer Yeshiyas Yaakov al Shechemurach, in the end of Hilchas Tzitzis, in Erechaim and Simach of Dalit. You go, an interesting chat, and the same Mahalach, I've seen a number of Surim that they write that was one of at least Korach's Tanas and Moshe Rabbeinu. He begins that he writes that there's, everybody knows this, every mitzvah has two components to it. The ma'asa mitzvah, what one is required to do. And then, there's the avodas ha-nefesh, the person should come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is a mistake by people, and he calls it apikorsis. And if he doesn't bring it down, but the Sefer Ikrim already brings down, that was the mahalach of the philosophers, that the emes, the ikka avodas the Ribbono Shel Olam wants that person, is avodas ha-nefesh. That the neshama of a person should become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam gave people ma'asa mitzvahs to do. That's only for those who can't be medabek their nefesh with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But a person who can become close without doing ma'asa mitzvahs, he doesn't require b'chlal a ma'asa mitzvah. And Yeshua Yaakovet, this is apikorsis. Our world is called the Olam Wasiya. Shetipusik Asher Yaseh Oysam Hu'udam V'chai Behem. A person in this world is to do mitzvahs. Just to be medabek and nefesh with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Namunas Hashem, with Kodoyme, Medeme Menishyotze, one has to do the Poshta Masa Mitzvah. Because that's the pshat. Masa Benishma. Through doing the Poyal, the Masa Mitzvah, one comes to Nishma, one comes to Advekas and Ribbono Shel Olam. You can't jump, you can't do Nishma before Nasa. Nasa, if one does the Asiyas HaMitzvah, the Poyal, the Guf HaMitzvah, then you can come to Nishma, you can come to Advekas and Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's it. We know that the mitzvah of tzitzis, Rashi says in Asu, etc. Tzitzis, from the Chumun Kenege Tayag mitzvah. Tzitzis itself is going to be 3,600. And the 5 Kshurim and the 8 Chutin. Together is 613. So this is that in Rashi in Pasha Shlachacho, that tzitzis is Kenege Tayag. There's a tzitzis, we've got Chutin Lovon, and Chutin Tchel. There's a Chutin of Lovon, white thread, and then there's a Chutin of Tchel. Look at Yeshua Yaakov, that the Chutin Lovon and the Chutin Tchel are meramnas on these two chalokim of a mitzvah. The Chutin Lovon, he says, is meramnas on the Guf HaMitzvah. I'll get back to in a minute. The Chutin Tchel, he says, that's meramnas on the Avodas HaNefesh of a mitzvah. Tchel, that the Chazal is Doim Elikia, Doim Elikisei HaKovet. Tchel is meramnas on the Kisei HaKovet, the Nefesh, the Neshama of a person comes with Tachas Kisei HaKovet. The Rebbe says he doesn't bring it, but the Sefer Chinuch and Alfik Sedra in Parsha Shlach says the same thing, but not in the light that he's bringing it, but also the same thing that Chutelov and Chutetcheles are connected the guf and the neshama of a person. The Chinuch writes the guf of a person, the brain said, was nibber from the Sheleg, and Sheleg is white, that's why the Chutelov are Miram is on the guf of a person, and the Chutetcheles, which is Dome and Kisei HaKovet, that's Dome to the Nefesh of a person, which is so the state in Sefer Chinuch. Chinuch brings it with a different explanation in the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. We say that the Mitzvah of Tzitzis is coming to Meram as the Tayag Mitzvah. The Tayag Mitzvah exists, these both Nekudas. There's the Avodah Saguf, what one is required to do, the Poshta Masa Mitzvah, and then the Tzitzifa, the Kavuna Mitzvah, the Avodah Sanefesh, which a person has to have B'Shas doing a Mitzvah. That the Pusik writes in the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, you have to make tzitzis. The nosni al tzitzis hakunov psul tcheilis. But the Torah is right. The Torah is warning us that they don't make a mistake. The ik of the mitzvah is the gofa mitzvah. After you have the gofa mitzvah, then the nosni al tzitzis hakunov psul tcheilis. And on top of that, you can put the psul tcheilis. You can't have just the psul tcheilis. You can't have just avodas hanefesh without beforehand having the avodas haguf. So the Dusuk Shat in the Gemara says, "Gudol oinshei shel lovon, ma oinshei shel tcheilis." Someone is mevatel. The mitzvah of chutei lovon is the oinish is greater than the one who's mevatel the oinish. The one who's mevatel the mitzvah of tcheilis. Because lovon is meramez of the gufa mitzvah one has to do. Tcheilis is meramez of avodas hanefesh. But someone who does the gufa mitzvah mekayim the mitzvah. He may be missing the shleimus of mitzvah. He didn't add to it avodas hanefesh. But the one who does just avodas hanefesh and leaves out the guf hamitzvah is a gonish gemach. He hasn't done anything. So the gudol oinish is greater the oinish of the one who does just avodas hanefesh because then he's done nothing. Then the one who's oinish shall tcheilus that just leaves out the mitzvah of tcheilus. Tukishi is Yaakov. Koyach of kahalten. Yidishet, Koyach held that the ikke is Davidus HaNefesh. The brings it in Medrash state, Rav Lechem, Koyach told Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Lechem, have a mitzvah, you get us too many mitzvahs. Why? Kichol away the kilom kiddushim, they don't require mitzvahs. Yibusoycham Hashem, they can be medabek and sons of Yibushim without all these ma'asa mitzvahs. Rav Lechem, too many mitzvahs you've given us. Koyach, state in Rashi, took a talis shekula tcheilis. He put on a talis shekula tcheilis, and he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, does this talis need mitzvah tzitzis? He wanted to know Moshe Rabbeinu. Klali Yisrael, this is like talis shekula tcheilis. They're holding in a matzah where they completely avodas hanefesh. They don't need anything else. And Moshe Rabbeinu told no chayav mitzvah tzitzis. You can't just have a talis shekula tcheilis. You can't just put the main stress on avodas hanefesh. So, similar, he continues on there that's the mitzvah of Tzimish HaYad and Tzimish HaRosh. Tzimish HaYad is Mechuvan Kenegad Gufa Mitzvah, Tzimish HaRosh Mechuvan Kenegad Avodas HaNefesh. That's why Tzimish HaYad has to come before the Tzimish HaRosh. You can't have Tzimish HaRosh without the Tzimish HaYad. You first put on the Tzimish HaYad, then the Tzimish HaRosh. When you take it off, you always must have the Tzimish HaYad there first before you have Tzimish HaRosh. The Tzimish HaYad, that's Avodas HaGuf. Tzimish HaRosh is Avodas HaNefesh. A similar Mahalach I saw. There's a beautiful pshat in Rashi. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Koyach V'dako ev dekachov v'im mazulis yesh nemitzim ha'adah v'koyrim ha'adah. They have many religions and many galuchim v'kilom Miskapsim b'bayis echad uni eni ala Hashem echad. We only have one Ribbono Shel Olam, Uron echad, Torah achas, Mizbeach echad, Kohen Gadol echad. In fact, was it Moshe Rabbeinu said we only have one Mizbeach? There's two Mizbeachs. There's a Mizbeach which was inside the Mishkan, and there was a Mizbeach which was on the Chutz, Mizbeach Achitz, Mizbeach Apnim. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say eni ala Mizbeach echad? We only have one Mizbeach. In fact, as he brings from a Medrash Tavshei Parak Yud Aleph. Medrash Tatshe states, "B'chol yom v'yom, every day, hoyim akrivim a beis mizbech. Tzaris will makar on a daily basis. Sayim mizbech apnimi, Simon Zecha Chitzin. The Ramas, the sounds to be Ramas, Shatzurich Lavid Hashem, the Guf of the Nefesh. You have to serve the Rebbeinu Shlom both with the Guf and with Nefesh. But this brings us to Medish. So he explains this Medish that the Mizbech HaChitzen is Meramez on Avedis HaGuf. That simplifies the Avedis HaGuf of a person. Mizbech HaChitzen, one was Makriv, Evurim, Ekdurim, from an animal. The Gemara says, it's called Achilas Mizbech, it's called eating. The Mizbech HaPnimi was a place of a Makriv Keteris. Keteris is Mal Reach. The Gemara says in Bruchas that Reach, the smell, is something which the body doesn't have any avanuah. The Sadova Shana Shuma Nanabat, the Shetan Gimur, Reach, smell, the pleasure of smell is only something which the Neshuma enjoys, not the goof. Mizbeach HaChitza, Mizbeach HaPnimi were Meramis on these two avodas, one of the avodas a goof and one of the avodas a nefesh. So the Medrash Tachi, on a daily basis, Klali Shul has to be makrif on both Mizbechim. Sayel Mizbeach HaChitza, Sayel Mizbeach HaPnimi, to show that one has to serve the Rebbeinu Shlom inside the goof, inside the nefesh. Koyach, he says, only wanted a Avedis HaNefesh. He wasn't interested in Avedis HaGuf. But to Moshe Rabbeinu the Tatsuris, we got a mistake. The both Mizbechas, they complement each other. Einun yala Mizbeach Echot. We only have one Mizbeach. Of course we have two, but they both complement each other. They're not separate things. The Mizbeach HaChitzen, which simplifies the Avedis HaGuf, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which connected the Avedis HaNefesh, they're one. They're not, you can't separate them. And with this, it goes, it explains also what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Rashi brings Al-Tefen al-Mechutam in Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I know that they have a chelik in the Chabun of Smidin. The author of Rebbeinu Shem shouldn't be Yedani Sheshem chelik between the Tzibah At chelkom le'ikibu lefanecha l'rutzen Tanichani yuaysh v'leitachlen. That their chelik of the Kodin Tumid the Eish of the Mizbech HaChitzen shouldn't accept it. Korach was a member of Klal Yisrael. How did he lose his right to the Korban Tumit, which was Mikra of the Mizbech HaChitzen? Bibalta to Korach only wanted to take part in Avodas HaNefesh. He was only interested in the Mizbech HaPnimi. Ultimately, the Mizbech HaChitzen is Kav Kashayach. But Moshe Rabbeinu is followed given that with the Tumit, that the Korban Tumit, that his chelik of the Korban Tumit shouldn't be accepted by the Rebbeinu Shlom. But there he goes on to explain, Mamash Ba'ifn and Nisla, Pusik and Tehillim. In Kapitel Pei Dalet. Kapitel Pei Dalet begins Lam Natsayach Ala Gittis Ifnei Korach Nizmeh. The children of Korach sung the following. And in Pusik Gimel state Nichsefo Vigam Kofo Nafshi Lechatzes Hashem. Nichsefo Vigam Kofo Nafshi, my nefesh, my neshuma yearns and craves for what? The Chatzas Hashem, to the Chutz of the Mikdash, the Chutz of the Mishkan. What was in the Chutz of the Mishkan? The Chutz of the Mishkan was the Mizbech HaChitz. So the Bnei Korach came to be Mesakt in Gusas Korach at Gevold. Korach wanted to separate it. Shkvotum with the Chutz, they only wanted the Mizbech HaPnini. On the Zegzat 9, Nichsel of the Gamkos on Nafshi, the Nefesh, that same Nefesh doesn't just want the Avodah of the Avodah HaNefesh, he also wants the Chatzas Hashem. He also wants to have a part in the Avodah, who sits in the Chatzas Hashem, and the Mizbech HaChitzen, said weiter in Pusik, Gam Tzipo Mo Tzibayis, Droi Keino, Asher Shusaf, as Mizbeches Secho, Hashem, both Mizbeches, not just one, but both Mizbeches, Dusam Dibnei Koyach, Yuzingen in Tehillim. I'll put a schnifle in the Tzikim in Tehillim. That's where that one can understand, the Rashi brings in Tashas Vayichi, in the Pusik. The Kehulam, Al Teichav Kvoidi, but Rashi, that Kshayaku Korach, she Meshifta Shalevi, when Korach will gather a call against Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll take a Kavodi, I don't want my name to be mentioned. Yaakov, if he was a follower, he shouldn't say Ben Yaakov. Abu Bedivra Yomem, Kshinisyachsi Bnei Korach ala Dichen, Dorten, where Bnei Korach, when Nisyachis, on the Dichen, the Mishkan, when they said Shire, Dorten, Shtetio, Nehme Ben Korach, Ben Yitzro, Ben Levi, Ben Yisru. Nevenezer says, that the word kvoidi means nefesh. As I said, in Ebenezer and Pashas Vayichi, kvoidi is referring to nefesh. He brings someone else. But as long as he argues, kvoidi means the nefesh of a person. Yaakovini was misspelled, the kuhula, in the kal of Korach, I'll take up kvoidi. I don't want my nefesh to take part. In this town of Korach, where he only wanted to avoid the son nefesh, Ich bin nicht um kein Heilig. Ich komme mal zeichen, ich will dich. Aber woher die Jakob hin, ich nehme die Menschen. Bnei Keurach, bis die Achtung mal erdichen, wenn die Bnei Keurach aus Tank, schieren in das Mittelisch, und nicht sagt, nicht so, aber am Kolz und Nafschi, lech hat es Hashem. Wer was mentioned the name of Jakob? Und es ist wie fein, der Jakob ist wenig, was ist voll, was ist ein für das Arvis. Und Arvis, in der Chuvin Kenegit, der Wur im Ebdurim, which were makriv on, mit Berach Achitzen. Also wie es sind, a shaykhis with the avoide of the avoide of Mizbech Achit. That's also why he took the machtes of Koyach and what they do with it. The machtes which they used for the Ketayis, they made it simply for Mizbech Achit. To show that you can't differentiate between Mizbech Achit and Mizbech Apnim. The very interesting Gemur in Mizbech's Kedishin. Gemur tells us in the Flamet Aleph and Mizbech. Rabbi Avihi had a son, Avimi. And the Gemara tells us that the greatest kibbutz that Avimi was mechabed his father. The Gemara tells us that once Rabbi Avihi asked Avimi to bring him water. Yom Mechad, Omer Ashkai Mai, bring me some water to drink. Add the ice in there. Until he brought along the water, is Nimnam, Rabbi Avihi had fallen asleep. Guchen, Kuyalo. So Avimi bent over his father, holding the cup in the hand, at the instant, waiting for him to wake up. He stood there over his father with a cup of water, waiting for his father to wake up. And whilst he was standing there, he started to say, he had a siyata deshmaya, v'durash Avimi, and Avimi, of gedalshent, of impusik, mizma le'ud. So this is standing away. Whilst he was standing there, waiting for his father to wake up with a cup of water in his hand, of the gedalshent, adrusha, of mizma le'ud. As the machoikis Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly did he dalshen? Rashi brings that Mizma Le'usof steht Elikim Bui Goyim Benachosecho. The Bereshim, the Goyim came into your Nachla, the Goyim have destroyed the Besamigdash. I think you're freaked. Mizma Le'usof. What's a sang, a shir, a song? Elikim Bui Goyim Benachosecho. The Goyim have taken over the Bereshim of Pala. That's not time to sing. Adirabe, that's not from Vainim. What's a gezug? No, Usof has pshat. Avimi said, what does Usof mean? Usof said, yes, it's still a shir, there's an element of shir to it. Why? Ashakira Kudish Borchi Chamusai, the Bereshim, so to speak, vented his anger by Eitzim and Bavunim on the woods and the stones of his Beth Amigdosh, and he left Klal Yisrael to survive. He vented his anger instead of the Beth Amigdosh, rather than on Klal Yisrael, and that was a Shira Mizmelus, the Bethang Shira, that Ekim Bui Goyim Benachos Echo, and not on Klal Yisrael. It's been Rashi. Tosfos brings a Medrash. So Usof Omar Shira, Usof said a different Shira. Al Shatovi Bu'uret Shurel. That the Rebbeinu Shalom sunk the gates of the Beis Hamikdash into the ground. This is the greatest Shira. Musha the Shivcha. Ben Tosfos, the Medrash brings a Mush. What a Shivcha. Shaholcha Lishiv Mayim in a Be. She wanted to, she draw water from a Be, from a well. V'nufol Kadal a Be, Ashlamazel, and the pitcher fell into, the jug fell into the Be. She was crying that she lost her pitcher. The Shifcha of the Melech came along, and the other culture, Tisha Zor, she had a golden keli in her hand, and the golden keli also fell on the wall. Schiele Rishayin in the Shayra, and the first one, they're all happy and began to sing. She says, Adachshav, no, Yitzi Zvura, she Yitzi Shemud and Kadi, she Shechayat, who's going to risk his life, who's going to take the bother to pull out my earthenware keli from the well? Achshav, Mishi Yitzi, Yitzi Shazur, the one who goes into the well, take out the king, the ship of the kings, the golden Kedi. He'll take out mine as well. Kach b'nei Koyach. The same holds with b'nei Koyach. Shehoi b'liim. They were stuck in the ground. And this is, if you look in the Mizruchi, the Pashas Pinchas, it brings the whole machloik, it's whether or not b'nei Koyach remained in the ground. And his batzalem bukim gavoya b'gehenem, or they take a left. A Mizruchi Pashas Pinchas. But this matter seems to be taking on that the Bnei Korach themselves were believing Be'uret. Kesherui Shatavi Be'uret Sherel. When they saw that the gates of the Besamigdash are sunk in the ground, Omri Shir, they said Shir, Omri Misha Yoitzi Ashurim, the one who will take out the gates of the Besamigdash from the ground, Yoitzi Gamasun, he'll take us out as well. The Kayak Omo Usaf Nizma, that's why Usaf said the Shir, Shehim Mishpach of Korach. Because he was from the Mishpach of Korach. So he said this year in Mizmah Lusav, the Kim Bui Goyim Benachos Echo, that they sunk the gates of the Besamigdash in the ground, and then when it come out, they'll take out Bnei Koyach as well. Verstehen, beautiful Pshutim in the Mizma Lewis of Rashi's Pshat, Tosis Pshat. But what is, why is it Avimi, whilst he was serving his father water, waiting for his father to wake up, what's that this is in Dalton and Angefangen, this Pshat in the Medrash? Pshat in Rashi, I saw the back of the new Gemurah's condition, there's a Pshat, almost a beautiful Pshat in Rashi, from Bitzvah Isaac Chover, the Talmud, I think, of the Medal Shokolov, with the Talmud of the Vinagun. He brings that in. The Beit Hamikdash, as just said in Pusik, was made of the seer of a person, the goof of a person. The Beit Hamikdash signifies the goof of the person. As just said in Pusik after Ben Udam, that the Beit Hamikdash itself was made to resemble the goof of a person. Frank said that the Shas to hold the Beit Hamikdash, the Kedush of the Beit Hamikdash left the Beit Hamikdash. The Rebbe Yishim took the Kedush of the Beit Hamikdash and he took it up to a higher world. When the Goyim came to the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMikdash no longer had the Kedushas of the Beit HaMikdash. They were shoylet on Eitzim Vavunim. They weren't shoylet b'chalal on the Kedushas of the Beit HaMikdash. The similar zukta to the Neshuma which leaves the person, the Shas Misa, the Kedushas of the Beit HaMikdash is the Neshuma of the Beit HaMikdash, left the Beit HaMikdash, Neshuma leaves the person, the Shas Misa, and after Misa, the Teluim, Chedoyim can be shoylet on the Gufa person. The same way that the Goyim was shoylet on the Guf of Beit HaMikdash after the Kedushas of Beit HaMikdash had left. So to l'chora al bazoi, one could say, what did the Goyim say anyway, was medach mekoinim zayin af mesabuz on the Beit HaMikdash? The Kedushas of Beit HaMikdash remained the same. Not here, as the world above, but it's the same. What did the Goyim destroy? The Goyim destroyed the Beit HaGuf, stones and wood. What did the Goyim say to the Duf from Beit HaMikdash? Because the Eitzim Navunam of the Beit HaMikdash on the Chuvan can get the Guf of the person. This is the Avelis of the Beit HaMikdash is the same Avelis that one is Mis'abu Rechmune Tzom on a mess. The Avelis of on a Nifter Zukta is Nishof Nefesh from the Mensch. The Neshom of the person goes up the Mala. There's nothing to be Mis'abu on the Neshom of the person. The Avelis is on the Guf of the person. So the Alushin Ikar Avelis Yala Guf Shehidova Yoko. The Guf itself is very chushiv. Shehoyon Mokoim V'chedesh Al Neshoma was the place where the Neshoma resided. V'ulsi B'dmisa the Neshoma is made. The Guf is made in a similar form to the Guf, the Neshoma of the person. And that looks we must abu that the Guf has lost its kedush. The chayav of a person when he had the Neshoma, the Guf was in Skadish. And b'shasnisa, the Guf loses that Kedusha. And of them came the Avelis. So the Zalbazach is on the Chol Beit HaMikdash. The Chol Beit HaMikdash is on the Guf of the Beit HaMikdash, which is lost his Kedush. He continues on, he says, the Mitzvah of Kibbadah. What's the Mitzvah of Kibbadah? What does the father do for a person? Shleisha Shittun Budam, the three Shittun in the person. The Rebbe Hashem gives him his Neshoma. The father and mother, they create the Guf. So it says, b'shas. Avimi was Mas'afik in the midst of Kibbadah. The Shas, he was Oisik in the midst of Kibbadah. Or to Ariskat, the Chshidus of the Gufa person. A Guf, he gamkin in your Chushit. She mishkan on the Shomer. The Guf is the place where the Shomer resides. Whilst he was being Oisik in the midst of Kibbadah, he understood the Chshidus of the Gufa person. And that is why the Shas, he was Oisik in the midst of Kibbadah, he began to think about the Chol Beit HaMikdash. The Chol Beit HaMikdash is similar to the Chol of a Guf B'Shas Misa, a Chol of a Guf B'Shas the Chol Beit HaMikdash. It goes on, he continues late, he's mouth with the Rashi, the Chamos al Eitzim Bavon, and what the Shaykh is to the Guf of person. Ozenet Pshat in the Gemur. He adds in Nochash Ach, when he talks about the Chshivus of the Guf of person, he says, Gam kenyin chusha shimishkan ha-shona v'gam li'usid lukim b'tchiyah. You see, the Guf of person is not finished. L'usid lovay b'shav tchiyah sameis and the Guf comes back. You see that the Guf has a meridik chshivus. It's not just a temporary kasha with the nefesh. It remains the netzach. B'shav tchiyah sameis and the Guf will once again come back. Turns out that's the Tavi B'ud Shurel. The Shurim of the Beit HaMikdash sunk in the ground. They're going to come back. B'Shas, Binyan Beit HaMikdash, Shlishi B'Meira, the Bereshim will take out those Shurim for the Beit HaMikdash. Similar to the Guf, which has come which is Kom L'Tchiyah. But the Efshe, one can understand a bit, places the shot as well. Koyach Migaret, Et Gehalten, the Ikke is Avedis HaNefesh of the person. Et Gehalten, the Ikke is Avedis HaNefesh, don't need Avedis HaGuf. He didn't understand the Cheshivet, the Chlal, of the Guf, the Avedis HaGuf. B'Sha'at Avimi Madoistik, in the midst of Kibbut Ha'av, which is based on the Cheshivet of the Avedis, that the Guf takes part in Avedis of a person. Otarizka, this Mizma, this Shir of Usof, of the Bnei Koyach, who sang Shira, the Damos Mesavet Zayim, and the Bereshim will take out the Shurim from the ground, and Damos Mesavet Nizbaravim for everyone, the Cheshivas of the Guf of the Beis Hamikdash, the Cheshivas of the Guf of the person, that it's Kom L'Tchiyah, the Bereshim will once again take out that Guf. It wasn't just a temporary Kesha, the Guf of the Nefesh, it remains the Netzach. Damos will take out the Bnei Koyach, the Nichsum, the Gam Kolsa, Navshi, the Chatzis Hashem, the Bnei Koyach will also come out at the same time. Perhaps that was the Oynish of Korach. We asked what the Oynish of Korach was, that he went down Chayim Sho'ila. He went down whilst he was alive, the Sho'il. This is the Shaykhis, with Averi of Korach, this Oynish to go down alive, the Sho'il, to Gehenna. Because Korach at Ka'altan Le'ik was a Vedis HaNefesh. He was Korach B'chal L'inyin HaGuf. By Korach, B'shaf the Nisa of a person, the Nefesh leaves the Guf, and that's the best thing for it. Just conscious in the Vedis HaNefesh. Of him gives his name. Divas Bladen, but then Guf and the Nefesh zusammen. You will never have that separation between the Guf and the Nefesh. And then this is the Pshat in Medrash, which we began with. Maru Koyach Lachlik and Moshe. Koyach, what was this argument with Moshe? What brought him to lead him to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu? Ru Pur Adim. He saw the mitzvah of Pur Adim, and that led him to argue with Moshe. What does Pur Adim come from? Pur Adim comes the Shat Misa, the Tumas Mess, the Nefesh leaves the Guf, and it leaves the Tumah, and it requires a Tahara, requires Eifapur. Korach saw this, and Korach thought, from that clear, that the main thing is Avedis HaNefesh. If there was such a thing as Avedis HaGuf, the Guf has any Cheshir, so why is it the Tamal HaChamisa? Why does one need a Pur Adim for the Chlal? Ot Korach, verstanden from them, nein, that the Ikeshak of Avedis HaNefesh. There's no such thing as Avedis HaGuf. Maru, Korach, Lachlik, and Moshe. Why did Korach argue with Moshe? Ru Pur Adim. He saw this mitzvah of Pur Adim, he saw the Indian of Tumas HaGuf after Misa. So he thought, obviously, the Guf, if Bechalnish, the Chaylik van Avoyda, the Ikh must be the Avoyda Sanefesh. But the Emes is late. Chayam HaKudosh, the next week started, the beginning of Parshat Chukas, said Tum Faket. Chayam HaKudosh explained that the Indian of Tumas Nef is Tum Faket, because the Shas in the Shomer is with the Guf. The Guf itself is Neskadish. So the Kral is, when there is a Kedush on something, and the Kedush leaves, then Faket, that's when the Tumah comes. Is other the Tumas mess comes from the fact that the Guf itself wasn't Skadish B'chaim, and it loses that Kedusha L'acham Misa, temporarily, it's Kom L'Tchiyah, then, at that point of time, that's when the Tumas mess comes in. You mentioned that the Zohar Kodesh states that Korach was Hikrish Ma'aseh Bereishis, Korach was Koifer Ma'aseh Bereishis. Where was Korach here in Ma'aseh Bereishis? Exactly, Shis Yaakov says that this world, the Olam Wasir. This world, the Bereshit created the man, and this world not for Avedis HaNefesh. Master Bereshit was made as a Yasir, for the person to do, not for the person just to concentrate on the Nefesh, on the Neshumah, on the mind, but for Ked. Korach, who wanted to concentrate just on the Avedis HaNefesh, it just given a Hikrish Master Bereshit. That was a seer with Master Bereshit, because Master Bereshit, the Tachos of the Bria was, as a Yasir, the person should do mitzvah, the pearl, and not just having Zin, the Avedis HaNefesh. The Binyan Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, the Rebbeinu Shem will take out the Shurim from the ground. The Zayin Nichtzef of the Gam Kol Tzom Nafshi Lechatzes Hashem. We mezuk to Yedin Tug Besetzef, Gol Yisraeli Lechatzes Kodshecho, Lishmo Chichecho Valasas, Tzanecho Laovducho, Belayv of Shurim. That's the mean, it's like a side of it, it's a goof, and side of it, it's a nefesh, and merev yemeni, omen.